It's not difficult to wish for other people to be happy, but what happens when people don't fulfill our wishes, when the sun isn't shining, when things go wrong in our life, when people actually make our life difficult, when they deliberately try to interfere with our happiness, when they do not fulfill our desires, when a partner or a wife or husband does not do what we want them to do? What happens then? This is a test. This is the test we use when we're training in wishing love. Yeah? Because if our mind remains peaceful, happy, full of loving kindness under those conditions, we can say, oh, I think I'm passing my test. On the other hand, this is more normal, if our mind changes, okay, and we make our love and our wishes for them to be happy conditional, it's a condition that they have to fulfill our wishes, then there's something not right, something incorrect here. Geshe-la says, if our love diminishes as soon as they cause us problems or fail to appreciate us, this indicates that our love is not pure. So we all have this experience, don't we? Yes, it's very easy to be full of loving kindness when I've got no challenges, no problems. Very easy, I love everyone. Oh yes, I'm full of loving kindness. Like this, sorry. It's very easy to be like that, isn't it? But then people let us down, you know? And they're usually our best friends, or our partner, or our children. Then if we still have, oh, I'm full of loving kindness, yes, everything's wonderful. If we still have that, this is a high attainment, isn't it? So most of us normally don't have this. This means something. It says, for as long as our good feelings for others are conditional upon them treating us well, then our love will be weak and unstable, and we will not be able to transform it into universal love. Okay, so our wishing, our affectionate love, our cherishing love, it will be unstable, it will be impure, it won't transform. So we need a special method to help us now. We need to know how to transform these situations in such a way that we can keep a mind of love, even when everything is going wrong, even when everybody has turned against us, even when we have been betrayed, we have been cheated, even when people have deliberately tried to hurt us, to rob us, to abuse us. These are the times that we can use Buddha's teachings, a special teaching, to maintain a balanced, happy mind and develop a mind of pure loving kindness. So what do we do? What do we do? When someone that we've helped, or our friend or our relative, repays our kindness by harming us, then instead of becoming angry with them, we try to see that person as a spiritual teacher, and we generate a mind of gratitude towards him or her. Okay. So when we first hear this, we think, oh yes, this is the teaching of a crazy person. They're asking me to become crazy now. To say thank you when someone hurts me. To say thank you when people have cheated me. To say thank you when people have harmed me. Yes, this is Buddha's teaching. It's so pure, it's so beautiful teaching, you know. So please don't misunderstand once again. We do not walk out and say directly to the person who's harmed us, thank you, we don't do that. Maybe that will cause more problems. Internally, however, we generate a feeling of gratefulness, of gratitude. Because this is teaching us something, isn't it? Through seeing that person in that way, we've transformed that person and that harm, that experience, into our spiritual training. We've not responded with a delusion of anger. We've transformed it. Yeah? In other words, we've stopped seeing that person as an ordinary person with an ordinary intention to harm us. We don't really see that any longer. What we see is a teacher. Or we recognize them as a teacher. We don't say to them, please don't say, you're my teacher, don't say that. We just think, this person's teaching me something. This situation is teaching me something. What is it teaching me? I'm hurt. I'm hurting. Inside, I'm hurting. This pain is telling me something. What is it telling me? What is this person trying to tell me? So we need to think like this, don't we, when we're faced with these situations, and they happen to all of us. All of us feel betrayed. All of us feel cheated. We all feel robbed. We feel ignored. We feel unacknowledged. We feel abused. All of us. Please, you're not special. Please do not make yourself into a special person. Oh, I'm so special. You're not. We're not special. I'm sure that some of us have been abused more than others, of course. I'm sure some of us have been robbed more than others, of course. But this is not important. What is important is how we're going to transform that experience into a spiritual training. How are we going to protect ourselves from suffering? And how are we going to improve our experience of wishing love, of love? How are we going to do that? We can only do it by changing our attitude. We can only do it by changing our way of thinking. We can only do it by changing our way of regarding or perceiving other living beings. If we continue to see a person who has harmed us as an enemy, bad, if we continue to do that, there's no way we can do that. Impossible. It won't happen. We have to make a strong effort to understand that the harm we've received is coming from someone who is our teacher. Okay? But why would my teacher want to harm me? Well, of course, they're not really our teacher, are they? But maybe they are. We don't know. So this is the point. We don't need to judge the person particularly. We need to use our recognition of the person. Recognize the person as a helpful person, a kind person, a person who is teaching me something. Don't be ordinary. If we stay with our ordinary perception, our ordinary recognition, there's no way we can save ourselves from our delusions of anger, retaliation. We'll want to strike back, of course. But if we think, this person is being very kind to me, okay, because they are my teacher, and I recognize them as my teacher. All that pain I experienced is because they're teaching me something. What are they teaching me? So here in New Age Steps, Geshe-la gives several ways of thinking that we can use. He says, the only reason people harm me is because I have created the cause for them to do so through my previous negative actions. You can't, you know, if we are Buddhists, which I hope you are, then we believe in the law of karma, law of actions and effects. So any pain we experience has been created by ourselves in a previous life or this life. We created the cause. So any pain, any suffering, any harm or injury comes from our own actions. This is the first thing that that person is teaching us when they say those horrible words to us or whatever. Okay? I created the cause. I created the cause for them to say those words to me. I created the cause for them to cheat me. I created the cause for them to rob me. I created the cause for them to interfere with my life, to break up my relationship, to take my intellectual property or whatever. Whatever they've done to us, you know. I created the cause for that. So this is big teaching, isn't it? Strong teaching. This is a Lojong teaching. Transforming the mind teaching. Kadampas need this. If we consider ourselves to be a Kadampa Buddhist, then we need this qualification of having the ability to do this.